Good morning, beloved. Psalm 78, and it's verses 67 to verses 69.
He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loves. He built his sanctuary like the high heavens, like the earth, which he has founded forever.
Hallelujah. Here we see God is setting a platform. He made the earth and he birthed mankind into it to know him, walk with him, and rule with him. And mankind has missed the mark. And so his work with the Jews started with Abram, where he set the picture of what he always wanted, a relationship, and then obedience and dedication, and then the blessing that followed. So much so that out of Abram came the Jews, and that's so that was the people he loved. So he's demonstrating to us all what he loves. And this the 12 tribes of Israel are the foundation on which we have been built, together with Jesus as a chief cornerstone. And here we could just see him emphasizing, out of all these tribes, Judah is very important. And Judah is the word praise. And if we think of it, the way we come into this kingdom is because we praise the Lord on high. Who you call on is who you praise. You put him in a high place, you wanting room for him in your life, so you praise him. Lord, we need your help. You see him as the superior one that made everything, and he has got the answers for whatever situation. So it's to the praise of his glory. We come into the kingdom, we call on the name of the Lord, and we set free. And that's why the Bible also says we are now true Jews, because we've been circumcised in our heart, and our praise is from God. So we just see in this the shadow, praise is so important. And so every day we live to the praise of his glory. We drawing close to wake up to the splendor of God. What is beautiful for God, so that his praise can be our praise. And then we see further, as we see here, he made a sanctuary like the high heavens, like the earth which he founded forever. So this sanctuary has got earthly benefits and it's got heavenly benefits. And this is it was the shadow was called Mount Zion, the mountain, and but now it's a kingdom. Why do I say this? Relating or taking all these things, I pull them, I take them in the light of Scripture, in the light of truth that we've got to build our life on, because you know the truth and the truth sets you free. And the truth is about us, Bible says we have come to Mount Zion, and then he tells you what the Mount Zion is. It's the dwelling place of God. It's the kingdom. It's where Jesus dwells. It's where the spirit of righteous men made perfect dwells. It's where we partake of the blood, and it's where we hear the Lord from, because it's from here he speaks. And it's because the kingdom is here, is that everything is shaking at the moment. Even this demonic activities, God is behind it, in the sense he knows about it, and it's there for everyone to now run close to God. So be encouraged. Remember, praise. You enter into his courts with praise. You receive from the benefits of God, and the you receive the plan of God, the goodness of God. It's because you praise him. You want his praise to be your praise, and that's where your strength lies. And then you waking up to this, the kingdom of God, that that God has always had in mind for you that needs to be rule supreme in you and then on this earth. And so we play a part in extending the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So be blessed as you arise and shine in this wonderful provision we have all through God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that is moved from heaven to be right here with us to bring about the restoration of the goodness of God on the earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.